Blog Talk Radio.
Here comes the big bad wolf.
Out there, Brilliant Ideas Radio Network, and welcome to our show. And we welcome our new guest, and he's our new host for Brilliant Ideas, Chef Christo Gonzalez. This will be the Chef Christo Gonzalez radio show. We welcome him as part of the team. And for those of you that don't know Christo, Christo Gonzalez is a self-taught culinary artist, and he discovered his love for cooking as a young boy growing up in New Mexico. And he decided to move to New York in 1985 and became a stylist and a fashion director.
That sounds like me.
That sounds a lot like me right there. I'm reading your bio. I didn't even know you were a graphic artist and a stylist and a fashion director.
And I did poems. I might even read a few poems a little bit later on. I've done a lot of stuff. You know, New York City has a lot of opportunities, and if you don't try to embrace every one of those, you got no reason to be here. You know, as well.
Exactly. Well,
this city's all about that.
Welcome to the network, and we appreciate you joining us. We're looking forward to having you on as the host for your Christo Gonzalez show, and I'll let you tell people about you.
I'm excited to be here. We'll come up with a name for the show. Maybe we'll call it the Christo Razzle Dazzle Hour, or the 30 minutes of delight, or whatever it is. We'll come up with something. Right now, we don't really have a name for the show. It'll come to me. We might just call it Christo. I don't even know. We'll see. But it's an exciting thing to be doing. It's a great format. I'm going to try to use this not only as an opportunity for me, but as an opportunity for others. You know, there's a lot of other people out there that I've learned from that. Or even want to learn from me or from others, and just get everybody together and use that as a format so that we can exchange ideas. A lot of what I do is very visual, so that's not going to necessarily translate, but there is a lot of concepts and ideas that we can get out there. You know, I know a lot of people know a lot of technical stuff that I'm sure listeners are going to be interested in, that I may not be quite so technical, or I might just glaze over it, you know, so we'll try to get that happening. So just a learning experience, a fun experience, just something for everybody, hopefully. And we'll see how that goes. But like you said in there, that little bit of thing, I've done a lot of stuff. I hosted some poetry shows, and I emceed here in New York City. I did a show called Gonzo Mania at the Wetlands every Monday night. And it started off as a small little open mic, and it gradually grew and grew that we went from being in the basement on Mondays to having we did it every Monday, but then once a month we were offered the main stage upstairs because my audience had grown. I'd have 200, 250 people coming just to do their little poetry open mic thing. It got to be big. So it was that was kind of exciting, and it's you know, it's got its little downfalls. You know, you have to be like the school librarian with everybody. Not that much fun, you know, but it's still fun. In fact, let me read a little poem to you right now. Here's one. I make up these poems, and then I would memorize them so I didn't have to stand up there with a piece of paper. But I haven't memorized it in a while, so I'm going to be reading it off my thing now. But this one's called Tippy Toes, and it goes like this. I use a different voice when I read poems. So I'm a vulture in English clothes, a nighthawk on my tippy toes. I might be a nighttime gambler, killing when nobody knows. I watch the little chickies pecking. They never look around, no, no. I swoop to claw the puffed-out breasts. I grab them with my tippy toes. The big old rooster don't see me coming. He never looks around, no, no. The mamas can't run fast, save them, when I squish them right between my toes. Now, I love to hear the chickies squawking. Like to stare them right between the eyes. Then I take my big beak pointed, and I poke it in so deep I cry. When the chicky pops fast, I swallow, because I like to keep my feathers dry. Now, I dread to be looking backwards when the knife comes piercing through the sky. And I dread to be looking backwards when the poison drips right at my eye. And I dread to be looking backwards when a bullet wants to say my grace. And I dread to be looking backwards when my death is coming at my face. Now, I might be a nighttime. Hold on a second here. My screensaver popped up, and I've lost it. Isn't that funny? Give me a second. I'll pick it right back up there. I should have been touching my thing. Isn't this funny? See? Live radio.
Live radio. There you go.
Yep. Okay, so I dread to be looking backwards when a bullet wants to say my grace. And I dread to be looking backwards when my death is coming at my face. Now, I might be a nighttime gambler walking on my tippy toes. I might be a nighthawk vulture taken right before I go. But I will be a roadkill loser lying flat between the lines. If I don't see the plate glass window, I hope the lights don't make me blind. I can't dance away prancing, happy on my tippy toes. Now, there's one. It got a little screwed up there because my screensaver popped
Wait.
Up.
Great, there you go.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'll try to do another one without any technical difficulties. But this particular poem, you know, people want to ask you all the time, well, what was that about? I was on a little bit of a road trip driving down to Mazatlan and Cancun and those areas. I'm from New Mexico, so going on a road trip down to Mexico was just, it's just straight down. And I saw this beautiful hawk in front of us. It was like an owl, kind of a hawk thing. And it was flying around all beautifully. And then all of a sudden, it got smacked by this semi-truck right in front of us. And it was like, whoa, there you go. You know, and I stopped and I looked at it, and it was, you know, and just that fast, that poem came to me about, you know, I dread to be looking backwards. You know, it's like I'm this beautiful flying thing, and I do all these sexy things, and I'm all this, and boom, taken out by a truck window.
Christo is a poet. Nobody even know it that you were a poet.
Nobody even
knew. You're not just about food, right?
Not just about food. In fact, my influences with food come from all kinds of things. I'll look at textures and shapes and things like that, and try to use that as architecture things. You know, all kinds of different art in terms of how I'm going to try to put my plates together. I look at nature in terms of color balances, because nature knows what to do when it comes to color balance. You know, you go into a forest in the fall, and it's all matching. It just matches. Even though there's reds and yellows and all that, it's that kind of beauty that just pops at you. So I try to use all kinds of influences. Let me read another one for you real quick. This time I'll try to do it without screwing up. This one's called What Now? We used to go to Tang Tang's. And then you stopped going to Sharky's, and I asked you if you wanted your salsa, and you said yes. Now, we used to go to Tang Tang's, and then you stopped going to Sharky's, and I asked you if you wanted your salsa, and you said yes. Well, things were different when we wore the same T-shirts, but now you got your own socks, and you don't like ketchup. And it don't matter if you feel the ashtray, because now you smoke Winston's, and you don't go swimming. We used to go to Tang Tang's, and then you stopped going to Sharky's. And I asked you if you wanted your salsa, and you said yes. You used to eat your wheatgrass till you found a worm in it, and you were always scared at Dr. Locker's bungalows to go behind the beaver dam. Do you still eat McMuffins and shower with your watch on? We used to go to Tang Tang's, and then you stopped going to Sharky's, and I asked you if you wanted your salsa, and you said yes. That one's called What Now? See, so in terms of these poems, they're never autobiographical. I'll always see something that triggers, and I feel like I channel other voices. And this particular one was just these two stores that were two restaurants that were side by side each other. One day I was riding my bicycle up Third Avenue, and I saw a place named Sharky's and a place named Kang Kang's. And I just imagined this same-sex couple having an argument over things. You know, they were breaking up because the one is suspicious of the other, because normally he gives him the salsa, but this time he didn't want to give him his salsa. It's like, oh, what's up, Jeffrey? You know, you always give me your salsa, but not today. Something's going on. So we'll have a little bit of that. Maybe we'll invite some poets. We'll invite other chefs to talk. We'll invite just lifestyle. Get a little lifestyle going on in there. You know, food and cooking and all that is about bringing people together. So we'll find ways to make that happen one way or another. You know, and it's exciting for me. For myself, the way I like to approach things, I like to take good food and try to make it better. And I do like to cook with color a lot. So I try to get all these different juxtapositions of the color spectrum so that they just pop out and make it visually exciting. And I've got a lot of idols out there that I emulate. Maybe I can get some of those chefs on and talk a little bit. We'll see how this goes. It's an exciting format. I'm excited to be part of this community. I'm excited to see how far it goes. I'm excited when the Grillion Ideas Radio Network just becomes huge.
Well, we're hoping that you
and then
will
I'll,
be part
and then
of
press
that.
A little applause sign.
Oh, well. We appreciate you joining us, and we're looking forward to hearing more about Christo Gonzalez on your show, and of course, more of your poetry. Can't wait for that. And we appreciate you helping us out with this. And everybody out there, make sure you tune in to Christo Gonzalez as we launch this new network. And we're excited about having Christo joining us. And thank you, Christo, for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you so much. I hope people do tune in. You know, and if you're listening now and you want to come on and talk, you know, just send me a little message. Find me on Facebook, or you can email me at christo2u@gmail.com. Let me know. Let's get this ball rolling. Thanks a lot, Grillion. It's been a fun kickoff here. We'll see how it goes. It's like a halftime show.
Well, thank you, Christo.
Here comes the big bad wolf.
around your house, cause I feel you acting tough. Keep your bucks, I don't need them, it's not enough. The strings on this guitar are all that I trust. You in first, I'm in last, that's what you think. Pile around your house, time to win on the drink. And you pig, look like lunch, it's time to eat. Better watch your back, cause it's whoop, it's like you.
Oh, my God.